There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Just about that time for Brady to give you all the news that only he knows, but since it's Cinco de Mayo, feeling good on Mercules. Doesn't really work the same, but it's Mercules, and I don't know if Mercules is Wings Day at Hooters. Let's take a look. Nope. Wouldn't be Cinco de Mayo at Hooters without a legendary margarita. Head to Hooters for your Cinco Fiesta and enjoy our legendary margarita. Mercules. 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 Am I saying that wrong?
Mercules.
Mercules. I don't remember the days. Do you? Luna.
Lunis, Martis, Mercules.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right. Mardi.
Mardi, Tardi. Sabado.
Domingo.
Sabado gigante.
Sabado gigante. That's why I know that. And domingo. Because that's when all the telenovelas get serious. Sabado. Y domingo. Oh, they're 2 days in a row. Yeah, I don't like the... What was Thursday? Do you remember?
No.
It's like, I didn't have to pass that class. What do I need that for? Do you know the Italian days of the week?
Nope.
You don't?
Nope.
Oh, Monday. Oh, Tuesday.
Any day starts with O.
Yeah. Oh, Wednesday. We'll get it done now. Oh, Thursday. So there you go. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news. Thank you, Hooters and Bud Light, and all of the Cinco de Mayo celebrations for bringing us this Brady Report. Brady reported.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Mercules. Good Mercules.
Yeah, okay.
Bueno Mercules.
Couple of baseless fun facts. Coca-Cola's Dr. Pepper clone has had 4 name changes since it was introduced. It started out as Peppo in 1972, then became Dr. Pibb later that year, changed to Mr. Pibb. Hmm. Then 1973, after Dr. Pepper sued them, it became Pibb Extra.
Is that what it's called now? It's not Mr. Pibb anymore?
Nope.
Oh, Pibb Extra. I thought Pibb Extra was
like more
Pib.
More Pib.
Yeah, I thought it was just Pib, extra caffeine or something. Yeah, I didn't drink Pibb Extra when it was in the fountain because I always thought it was like the juiced up version. Mr. Pibb's good. It's Diet Dr. Pepper. It's the same as Pibb.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Sears Tower. It's always going to be the Sears Tower, no matter what they change it to, the Willis Tower or whatever. It's always going to be Mr. Pibb.
That's right. And you can't change it.
Yeah.
It'll be Mr. Pibb until the day I die.
Damn right.
It's like what my grandma said about changing what ethnic people wanted to call themselves. And it was very different. It's the same argument. My grandma was like the least racist woman in the world, but she would not switch because if black people wanted to be called African-American, she's like, no.
Now, Jan, I was raised to call them Negroes, and that's what I'll call them.
Like, all right. So she would say it. But she said Negra. Women instead of Negro.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because she was, and it sounded awful because she had that accent from Indiana.
These Negro women,
and I'm like, no, me, stop it.
Well, I was raised that was what they asked to be called, and so that's exactly what I did.
Like, oh my God, yes, and yes, my grandma did sound a little like Porky Pig.
It was terrible,
but she wouldn't switch. Homosexuals.
I was told to call them.
No, she was not.
What were they saying?
That was the only. They were demons. That was the only thing that she was like completely bigoted against. Gay people stole children.
When these guzzlers come in the neighborhood,
she didn't call them guzzlers. She didn't like to think of that stuff.
Now, Dr. John, what you need to know is that if a homosexual, he's going to try and steal you.
Like to where?
They have islands.
That's crazy.
They're all pirates.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that there are people who have islands that they take young kids and they do awful stuff to him?
It's a fact.
You're crazy, lady. Cut to 2020.
Like, grandma was ahead of the curve.
Yeah, grandma knew something wasn't right. But yeah, so she was deadly afraid of same-sex relationships. Other than that, she was fine. And loved everybody except gays. So basically what she was called was a Catholic.
It costs you approximately 21 to 29 cents every year to use your turn signals based on the amount of energy they use and the tiny amount of gas it
drains
it takes.
The battery.
Yeah, the battery. The tallest men in the world are in the Netherlands with an average height of just over 6 feet. The shortest are in Indonesia. Average height, 5'2".
Wow.
Rack Scott Haynes again. He goes, I got the Italian taste of the week. Spaghetti, lasagna, rigatoni, gnocchi. It's what's for dinner.
Are you a big gnocchi guy?
Yeah, who isn't?
Yeah.
You're not?
Yeah.
Stuff's magic.
It's okay.
Hmm.
If it's done right, it's good.
Oh, yeah. I love to. When you open the bag and pour it in the water, oh, for God's sake, there's nothing better.
Slap the ragu on it.
And then that noise, but I know you're about to eat it when you hear that can open. And then the ragu comes out. Oh, my God. Gnocchi, gnocchi for everybody. The gnocchi.
Get the magic green shaker.
You know what the worst part?
What a bunch of
you know what the worst part of gnocchi is? Brady, maybe you can relate to this.
Craft Parmesan.
Brett, I know you can, but maybe Brady can relate to this. I know Brett can because he's been through this so many times. The hardest part is when you really want gnocchi and you got to wait for it to defrost. Oh, it's the worst. And you got to put it in the microwave.
You don't do that.
What are you talking about? It's the only way to have it.
Unbelievable.
Gnocchi. Gnocchi.
The word ye. Like in ye olde shop, is actually pronounced the.
Yeah.
The medieval abbreviation for TH was Y.
Okay.
A cognitive psychologist from London and a psycholinguist just found that people connect different shapes to different names. If your name has a B sound, a M sound, L, O, people will associate it with a round shape.
Close your eyes.
Brett is round.
So is Brady.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I got to go to that one first.
Forgot about that one. Yeah.
Let me handle the fun stuff. Don't let Toast start trying.
If your name has K, T, P, or I sounds, people will associate it with spiky shape.
What's a spiky shape? It's a stick.
Corona.
I guess that is spike ball. Again, Brady.
It's not just the shapes. It's also personalities. We assume people with round-shaped names are more agreeable and more emotional. People with spiked names are more outgoing and have more energy.
Hmm. You didn't even mention my letter.
I know. Those are the only letters that they list on that one, so I'm wondering about the.
Let's see if I can find more.
Dig into it.
Yeah.
Great news for the men. Tiffany & Company is rolling out a brand new line of engagement rings for men this month. They haven't said what the prices are going to be, but if it's Tiffany's.
So wait, like a woman can ask you to marry her with an engagement ring?
Yeah.
Or same sex. Got it.
Yeah,
I always forget about that. I'm still learning, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a new world.
My grandma's spinning.
Grandma taught you right.
God damn it,
she would never say that.
At that now, if same-sex people want to get married, you'll see the birth rate drop, and our population will go,
oh, Grandma, you're crazy.
You're going to be on an island.
In Osaka, Japan, on this one block, in the parking lot, the original 7-Eleven was a franchise, and the owner hated keeping it open for 24 hours. He battled with the people at 7-Eleven corporate, refused to give up his store. Their battle is still tied up in court. So 7-Eleven finally decided the only option was to open a smaller 7-Eleven right next door. This week they opened up the parking lot. The picture of it is pretty funny. It is like a little
baby 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Almost like a tough shed next to it.
Does that help their brand?
3.5, 5.5.
The hot new trend on social media is eating rotten meat to get high.
Oh, no.
It's called high meat. People say that eating old, decomposed, discolored meat with mold and bacteria growing on it can make you feel euphoric.
Now, I'll tell you this. I told you yesterday how I left that Ocean 40, I left the Ocean 44 in my car.
Yeah.
Amy and I went out there yesterday at about, I don't know, it had to be like 11:30 noon.
Still in there?
Cracked the bag. That steak was good. Real good. It stayed.
Shut up.
It stayed strong. We didn't eat any of the Brussels sprouts. That was a risk.
She ate too?
Oh, yeah. Dom had one too. We had to do a thing in the car. And
were you high afterwards?
We were happy, but I think I do that every time I eat at Ocean 44. So I think, yeah, we took bites of it, and we brought it in, and Dom had some, and we gave some to Ben. He'll eat anything. And Ben didn't like the Brussels sprouts. He didn't want that, but the bread was still good. The meat was, it was just like warm from the sun, from sitting in the car all night and day. I'm going to try that high thing. I eat raw meat all the time.
You throw the mold in that mix.
I won't eat mold.
Rotten meat scares me more.
Like when meat opens and it stinks, like when you've left, like it, you didn't cook it in the 3 or 4 days in the fridge.
Yeah.
And it's like you open it and you're like, oh, it's kind of gray. Like I couldn't bite that. I need that fresh red. Oh, I want some now.
There's a woman named Tara Helsel. She lives in Pensacola, Florida. She got some food from Taco Bell on Monday afternoon. And when she got home, she unwrapped her soft taco. Found a slightly...
You're children. You're both children. Come on, boys. Get it together.
Come on.
Unbelievable.
You're thinking it too.
And I contained myself. Of course I was thinking it. Jeez. You're combined as a 94-year-old man. Knock it off.
It's the news.
Yeah. You don't hear Lynn Sue Shepherd. I don't know if she's still on or not. I don't watch local news anymore. Giggling every time Mark says she unfolded her soft taco. All right, maybe you would.
Still funny.
It's hilarious. It's funny because Brady said it.
She unwrapped the taco and found a slightly moist cigarette in the bottom of the shell.
Tonight on 15, a woman unwraps her soft taco and you won't believe what's in it.
It said what?
And then it went, what? A woman's soft taco smokes. We'll show you tonight.
Steve.
It's just promos. They're unbelievable.
She took the taco and the cigarette back to the Taco Bell. Says the staff gave her a refund but didn't apologize.
Tonight on 15 Investigates, we find out how tacos smoke as an old woman unwraps hers in front of us. Unwraps her soft taco and you two lose it.
Got another.
You. Go do your homework.
No.
Yes. I said so.
No.
Brady, got another soft taco story? These kids can jump around and dance again?
No, this is a woman complaining about her Whopper.
All right. And you're going to just. Now you're
77-year-old Judith Black.
You had him. You should have left it go.
Lives in the Villages in Florida. And on Friday night, Judith went to Burger King. She didn't like the thickness of the tomato slices on her Whopper. Not sure if the tomatoes were too thick or too thin. Either way, it set Judith off. Started screaming at a woman who worked there, dropping racial slurs, including your grandmother's. No,
grandma wasn't a slur.
Right.
She threw the real slur.
She went the real one. And then threw the Whopper at the woman.
John, I don't know if you've ever seen Primal Fear, but your grandma sounds like Edward Norton in that movie.
I don't remember. I remember he had multiple personalities.
Yes.
Usually,
did he do my grandma in that? Was it one of his characters, Shirley Skaggs?
Another one says, holy S, John, I think your grandmother might have been an oracle. Maybe you've already thought that.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
listened to her, nope. And as she told everyone what was coming.
Yeah. No, she absolutely. The island of teenagers that were abducted and stolen into sex trade. I'm like, that's insanity. The birth rate will drop off the face of the planet if you let gays get married. I'm like, who cares? That's not going to happen anyway.
And someday, everyone will be on heroin if we're not careful. And everyone will be sick and on pills.
Like, you're nuts. This old lady's nuts. Stop listening to Shirley. She's lost it. Couldn't be more right about almost all of it. Except for the gays stealing your thing.
There's a mugshot of Jesus right there.
This is something she knows that we still haven't heard yet.
Shirley Skaggs.
Shirley figured it out. Yeah, she got. She was smart.
Usually throwing a hamburger would be a misdemeanor battery. But
what?
Because Judith added all the racial slurs to the process, she was charged with a felony.
So if you start crime. If you start chucking burgers at somebody and calling them slurs,
yeah,
there's a harder offense there.
Felony battery for showing prejudice while like, committing a crime.
So you're targeting a singular thing.
Yeah.
And she looks just like every picture I've ever seen of an adult community.
Yep.
The women playing pickleball and they all have that same terrible weird haircut.
I know how much she's short, getting it on in the villages?
Short but piled on top.
Short, tight, puffy head.
She's getting some action.
Oh, she's still blonde. Yeah. She looks good. As far as I understand, she doesn't have herpes yet. Where does she get mine?
Woman there. Around the world and bingo and took Judith back.
I won't say who.
To the base.
I want to tell you who, but I won't say who. You guys don't know, but I want to say it out loud, but I'm not going to. I was chatting with somebody the other day whose grandpa contracted STDs at an old people place. And like two of them. Got the permanent one and got one you need a shot for because the pee hurts so bad. But they go to the doctor all the time, and he didn't think that his escapades in and amongst the golf community was going to – he started to hurt the pee, so he went to – you know, like they do. I was like, I got a stone or something. I'm like, you don't have a stone. You've got chlamydia, man.
Oh. I do.
Yeah.
Ah. I wonder how I got that.
And also, you have herpes.
Oh. Wow. All right, well. Phyllis, I got to call her now.
Hello?
Phyllis, it's Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Not so good. Pissing fire, and I got bumps all over my dick.
Yeah, Dad, I told you about that.
I thought you said those were for my pleasure.
Those awards? You got that, too. You don't even know it yet.
What are you doing right now? Can't catch it twice.
Yeah, in New Orleans.
In the spas, that was when they had that problem here, when the hot tubs became orgies at the old person's place.
Ran a rampant?
Well, they had to drain them to keep them out. They drained all the hot tubs at the one up in Sun Lakes like 12 years ago. Keep them out of it.
Is that why that guy from Verado still talks about the pools? Because there is
no, the Verado's just poop. That's not an old person place. I'm talking old people place.
Oh, okay.
That was a public pool.
Yeah, they drain. The Verado just has feces problems sometimes. But the old, it was 15 years ago. They're like, they're having too many orgies in the hot tubs. So they took them away from the old people.
It's like a fish boil going on.
It's true. When you eat old rotten meat, you get high. Trust me. I eat old rotten meat every time I go to Phyllis's house.
You'd throw a strainer in that hot tub and just pull up a bunch of crabs.
Oh, right.
Oh, jeez.
You had them at Soft Taco. Quit swinging the bat. Now you're just swinging the pitches out of your range.
Yeah, we're just standing there now.
Brady loves going to the joke that the crabs are actual crabs inside.
Get a toothpick. They can pole vault.
I've never understood it. I've heard him say it over 1,000 times.
I've been on this show for 15 years.
Do you understand that one?
At least twice a year.
I don't get that one.
Don't throw toothpicks in toilets.
Crabs can pole vault.
Yeah, because they can pole vault in water. I don't either. They pole vault in water?
Doesn't make any sense.
Deep water pole vaulters.
Yeah, why are they pole vaulting underwater? And why are they living in the toilet?
You'll see one day.
No, I won't. It's
don't throw a toothpick in there.
It happened.
Who throws toothpicks in the toilet? None of it makes sense. It's a go-to for you, though. And it makes me giggle because it's just so absurd.
Don't put a toothpick in the toilet. Crabs can pole vault.
What are you? You are nuts. People with dementia.
People
don't
throw
say
them
so.
In the urinals all the time. They used to throw the toothpicks in the urinals. That's why I was up in that bar. Probably. It's like knock it off.
Crabs.
So
can
then they
pole
thought
vault.
They'd have some fun with it.
Well, they missed. Put something silly up there. Crazy. Keep people from just. How about a sign that says "No toothpicks in the urinals, please."
Hey.
It ain't working.
Boss.
Make them think they can catch an STD from it.
In the Terrebonne Parish, it's in New Orleans, this middle school lunch lady is busted for diddling with the kids. She had the boys over to her house.
The lunch
had
lady?
Had a little sleepover.
Oh, up your standards, boys.
The kids had to watch some porn, and she gave them some alcohol. Ages 13 to 16.
Who even talks to the lunch lady long enough to get invited over?
Yeah, lunch lady can't have too much game, I think. Like, have you ever heard that? Did you? Hey, lunch lady.
I'm picturing
hot.
The lunch.
Not once.
No, not even hot. Like, even if the lunch lady wasn't hot, it's like, I got porn and drugs at the house. Be like, no. I want both of those, but not at your house. You're the lunch
lady. Even the lunch lady I met that my dad took me to in Grandview High School, she was, you know, she wasn't hot. But
of course not.
She's my mom, so.
It's still such a weird visit your dad did.
I want you to meet my lunch lady from high school.
Why?
No reason. Wait in the car, boy.
It was part of his deal, trying to get Grandview High School to buy sauce for their lunches.
Like, your Brady Dad. Sauce?
Yeah. Dad,
that's what you see. You don't ever look at the bigger picture. That was his ruse.
That would have been a good contract.
It was his ruse. He never intended to sell them sauce. He was going back to bone the lunch lady. He was looking for an excuse to get back in there.
Well, I was a heck of a wingman. Closed the deal.
Did you buy the sauce?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you ruined it like you did the B.B. Jones Larry thing. You actually made it a business thing. Your dad was actually, hey, well, tell her we're going to sell her sauce.
You CB'd your dad, God too?
God damn it, you
no,
sold her
I didn't
sauce.
Block him.
He still got in there?
He came strutting in there, Grandview High School, Sports Hall of Fame, Tom Bogan. He's just walking around. Yeah, it's my picture back there. Just stands behind his picture.
That's actually worse than Bruce Springsteen's song. If I was named to the Dobson High School Athletic Hall of Fame, you know how many times I'd visit it? Never.
You wouldn't stand there with Zellner?
Like I'm hope. No.
Hey, I mean, Derek.
Yeah.
Well, he's got his own
he's
wing.
Got a statue
yeah, he's
and
got
a
his
wing.
Own wing. Yeah.
Had Holmberg get in here. He was a suck.
That guy.
Holmberg gets in here because he's a wacky, funny morning show fart giver. Derek Zellner gave his life on the field every Friday night.
You kidding? You'd have 8 or 10 plaques.
Yeah.
Other people would have them.
You think I'd
hand them out as gifts?
No. That was a joke.
I know.
Yeah, you think I'd ever go back? Dobson High wanted me to host the reunion, and I'm like, no. Aren't you going to go? Why? I haven't wanted to stay in touch with those people. It's very easy to stay in touch with people now. Go back to your high school. Your dad was going back for the lunch lady.
Hey, Brady, take a look at your dad's plaque here in the Hall of Fame. I'll be right back. Had to give the lady in the lunchroom what for?
Get on you.
Was that the one? No, that's not right. The one that introduced you to your stepsister and you didn't even know it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The lunch lady's daughter was also about Brady's age.
What?
She was 5'8", 221 pounds.
Hi, my name's Griselda. What's your name? Brady. How do you know us? Your dad, or my dad knows your mom from school.
106 mile an hour serve.
They were the same person. Weird.
I wonder, do you know who your dad is? I sure do. And it's not him. Yeah, that's the same with me. Wow. You are attractive.
She's like, are you hungry?
Of course I am.
Oh, my God. We have so much in common.
This is amazing. Is that your piss pillow?
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I hook up with her every one or two weekends. Yeah.
You two ball up and roll around.
It's a group of elderly tourists in the Chongqing province of China. They all paid to go on a sightseeing tour recently, but it didn't turn out as well as they planned. They went to a cemetery, and it was a sales pitch. They were duped into a sightseeing tour, but this company just takes them to the cemetery and then pitches them.
Wow.
That's like a timeshare.
Timeshare, only yes. Long time.
Wow.
So they complained to the tourism office, and now there's an investigation underway because the cemetery is just making bank right now.
Hey, Holmberg. What is it, Coach Clark? Remember that game where the team was so enamored with Derek Zellner at quarterback, whenever they'd tackle him, we had to peel him off from 69ing? Jesus, Coach. No, I don't remember that. Yeah, them sucks. They want a piece of Zellner so bad. They had to invent a new penalty called sucks on Derek Zellner, trying to suck him. He was in love with that guy.
Holmberg, I just passed a Ford Bronco 2 with a Dobson sticker in the back. Please tell me that's Zellner's. Zellner wouldn't drive a Ford
Bronco
2. A Bronco
2? No.
Of the Dobson sticker in it?
Zellner wouldn't fit in a Bronco 2.
Plus, he's not a Dobson.
Crank one.
Just look at his crank.
The license plate just says DZ.
Yeah. By the way, Derek Zellner with the Bronco 2 would just carry it. That's his briefcase. Dumb sucks, Derek, in a Bronco 2. Shoot.
Please tell me Coach Clark and Zellner are a new country duo.
We are. And then for the last song, I like to climb up inside Derek's ass for comfort.
Clark and Zellner.
Clark and Zellner. He sings the most Thunder. Amazing song. I can't be next to Derek when he sings a pass out. It's like the Beatles on Sullivan. Shoot! DZ singing. That'd be the most magical thing of all time. Birds would drop out of trees because their job's taken. Take that, Taylor Swift. You're ugly.
The other story out of China is they launched a rocket about a week ago. The 5BY2 rocket.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Everybody knows about that.
Yeah. Well, one of the cores from the rocket, like the engine core,
they brought cores
off.
Was Smoking the Bandit in China? Dropped the cores?
It peeled off, and it's now circling the planet, circling Earth out of control.
Oh, that.
And it's going to eventually in the next, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Land.
So they don't know.
Land
it's been
somewhere,
up there a week.
And there's some spots they have in the... Could be somewhere in the U.S.
They have no gauge on
so
what
your rocket
direction.
Lottery's coming up. Either getting a free house, you're going to get some. You're going to get paid potentially.
Chances are very high it hits.
You think
water.
So? You think you can sue China for dropping a rocket on you?
I
good
do.
Luck. Sure. Good luck with that.
I do. I think Kevin
think
Rowe will get you a lot of money.
Yeah. Cover that one.
Yeah.
I mean, they cover everything else.
Seen it, covered it.
Yep. Chinese rocket. Seen it, covered it. Pum 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 pum.
5BY2.
Yeah.
We were there.
But they usually have an idea, like when a satellite comes crashing down. It's like, it's going like this.
Yeah.
It's going to probably land in the Pacific. We're pretty sure, unless it veers. But this one is
It goes
just,
around every 90, it goes 90 minutes.
This thing's screaming.
Yeah.
And it's, they were talking about that yesterday a little bit. Like, we don't know, because it can turn without us guessing. Like, it has a mind of its own, which is awesome.
Got a couple of Bradio videos.
All right. Did you guys just... insinuate that Brady's dad has ants on his log from the lunch lady.
Not insinuated.
Yep. All right. First video.
Poolside dude just strutting his stuff. He's got a beer in his hand. He's backpedaling.
Oh, he broke his back and fell
on the bank. That's a decorative toad.
Yeah, there you go. There's your answer.
Yep.
That's the music.
Yep. The music of
Michael.
People with the IQ of 5. That know they can't walk on water.
Oh, no, Michael!
Time to go, baby.
This Keystone's making me feel like Jesus Christ. I'm going to try to walk across a pool.
BMXer taking the homemade ramp on the side of the driveway.
Oh, man.
A little more time.
All right,
come on,
yeah.
That's good.
He goes up the ramp slowly and then over goes over the handlebars.
That's a full face.
And then scorpions.
Oh,
man.
He's too big to scorpion.
The chicken's
his head and neck do. Oh, the bike certainly does. That's awful.
Right. This one is the guy on the, I think it's the British Navy.
Yeah, they're
doing got the jetpack.
Training exercises.
Look at how easy this is getting.
To battle pirates. This is their answer to battle pirates.
It's like, we need you to go up to the battleship and ask a...
Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Look at him just...
This is the future. We're watching the future.
Yep.
He's in a jetpack going about 40
miles an hour. And check out the landing. I'll just go over this one right here.
And he flies right back to a big carrier and gets... Oh, my God.
So leisure.
Man. And he's got to be going 40 miles an hour. Yeah.
There's another video where he jumps from those little scarab boats.
That is the coolest thing I've ever seen. When do we get these? When does this become us?
Britain has them, so they got to be...
Well, come on. They've got more. What does that mean, you Zionist? And Great Britain's got them. We're 5 minutes away from getting them just delivered by Biden tomorrow. Big jet pack plan coming your way. That is awesome. I want, like, immediately I want that. You know what you'd hear a lot? If we were like, hey, let's all go to lunch. Grab your jet packs. And you're the whole time you hear, wait up! Wait up! Wait up! All right, hold on. Brady's kind of dragging behind us a little bit.
Something's wrong with mine.
You got to get the 2.0 model, Brady.
Take the governor off this.
Shoot, Brady. Come on. Derek flew over here without one.
Shoot.
You need a jetpack for and you got Derek Zellner. Just get on him like a backpack. He'll float you someplace.
Oh, let's get a football team with those things.
Oh, air football. All the sports would be different with jetpacks.
That's awesome.
Wait up! Come on! Seriously, God damn it! Enough!
Enough!
All right, forget it. I'm getting in the Lincoln.
Be like when we went to the beach.
Yeah, see you in a half hour.
You guys are dicks.
I hate the jetpack.
Hey, hit some power lines.
You got up that high,
Brady? Can't get up over them.
Oh, we'd be up like 100 feet, maybe like 18.
Trees.
Isn't this great?
Mine's bad. I need Marcus to fix it.
Marcus?
Something's wrong with it.
Marcus just looking at his...
Oh, look, I'm hashtagging or Wi-Fiing right.
God damn it, Brady.
Am I Wi-Fiing okay?
You're fine.
My phone says I'm lit.
That's LTE.
Can't get in any Weber nets.
I'm Forge.
I gotta go home.
You gotta refuel four times.
I hate this thing. I'm up and I'm down.
How come it runs out of fuel so fast?
Get up about 5 feet and drop 5 feet.
It's 8:09. Jason Mewes is coming in here.
Yep.
And he's going to meet Brett, who looks just like Dante from Clerks, yep. Except for you don't
he
have
might
your
beard. Yeah, I shaved it.
Why? Because of Jason
Mewes?
Well,
no, I usually keep
we'll get
it.
A Sharpie. Let's put it
yeah, let's draw it back on.
Sharpie. No.
Because you are a more fit version of Dante from Clerks. People have like said it to you forever. Yeah. In fact, you got the Clerks 2 shirt.
Oh, yeah, I got the movie shirt and the movie name shirt. Tag and all that. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Jason Mewes is in town. We're going to talk to him next. I think he's at Improv, right? Is that where he is?
He is at Stand Up Live, actually.
Oh, okay. So Mewes will be here tonight. We'll talk to him next. There goes your Brady Report. It's 98.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.